He was standing directly in front of the TV, shirtless, watching cartoons, and drinking a can of beer. His hair, long and shapeless, hung forward over his unshaven face. He had on a pair of unzipped jeans. The skin of his belly looked soft and white. He didn't look up from the TV or say anything as she walked through the living room into the kitchen. She was bent over in front of the open refrigerator when he called to her. "Where you been?" She straightened up and shut the refrigerator door without taking anything out. She didn't move from where she was standing. "I was supposed to do a deal down by the river. The buyer didn't show." Gary walked into the kitchen, crunched the empty beer can with one hand, and dropped it on the counter. It rattled briefly, the only sound between them. He leaned against the wall and fixed his eyes on her. "How much cash we got?" She shrugged and turned away. "I don't know exactly, 700, 800 maybe?" She heard him blow air through his lips in contempt. 800 does diddly if I'm gonna get more stuff from Howard, which I need to do pretty quick or he's gonna start treating me like a stranger. Meanwhile, we're sitting on practically everything we bought last month, which I don't much like having around. What's the problem, Evie?" She hiked herself up on the edge of the counter and concentrated on a rough cuticle. "I told you, the buyer didn't show." Gary left the room, leaving her sitting on the counter edge. He came back in with a pack of cigarettes. Holding his hair back from his forehead, he flicked on one of the gas burners on the stove, bent forward, and lit a cigarette. He inhaled deeply and blew smoke directly at her. Picking tobacco off his tongue, he said, "Far as I can tell, you haven't sold hardly any stuff in the past 2-3 weeks. The deal we had was, I handle wholesale, you do retail. Now, anytime you want to trade places, say the word."